Virtual influencers are computer-generated influencers or artificial intelligence influencers. They can be human-like or non-human-like, and they can model, sing, and even interact with millions of fans on social media platforms without even existing in real life. Virtual influencers are changing the digital marketing landscape from luxury fashion to tech. For instance, Lil Miquela has been working with top brands such as Calvin Klein, Samsung, and BMW. Some brands are even creating their own virtual influencers to give them their brand identity. For instance, Prada introduced its virtual influencer for its Prada Candy, and Metaverse will undoubtedly accelerate the adoption and use of virtual influencers. Virtual influencers present both opportunities and risk for brands. Some customers appreciate their uniqueness, innovation, and entertainment value. Others find them unsettling, inauthentic, or lacking emotional depth. Individuals with a high need for uniqueness are more receptive to virtual influencers as they find novelty and distinctiveness appealing. In addition, virtual influencers outperform human influencers in engagement rates. Studies show that virtual influencers generate almost 3 times the engagement of human influencers on platforms like Instagram, making them attractive to brands. Despite having lower trustworthiness than human influencers, AI influencers evoke more discussions among consumers, likely due to their novelty. In addition, virtual influencers are cost-effective. They charge less, even 20 times less than the real ones, as they don't need to travel and everything is computer-generated. The rise of virtual influencers raises questions about disclosure, misleading advertisement, unrealistic beauty standard, and the potential for AI-generated entities to manipulate consumer perceptions. Consumers demand greater disclosure about the artificial nature of virtual influencers, and there is a risk that misleading representations could damage brand trust. Furthermore, studies show that virtual influencers are less effective in sensory experiences. For instance, Ancardi, a virtual influencer, promotes the French region of Brittany and presents various experiences and things to do there. However, we can ask how someone can suggest a restaurant to her followers without having eaten at this restaurant. To overcome these challenges, brands should ensure a match between the brand and the virtual influencer, because virtual influencers are often perceived as unrealistic. The mismatch may be harmful to the brand image. In addition, virtual influencers usually lack authentic connections with their customers, and brands may overcome this by being more transparent. Finally, brands should also ensure that virtual influencers respect all the ethical requirements in order to avoid misleading advertising.